This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A police chase in Milwaukee ended with a crash and one person dead last night. Police say two teenage suspects were in a stolen car and crashed into another car near 20th and Galena at just before 6 last night. The driver of the car hit was killed. An 18-year-old driver and a 14-year-old passenger were being chased for an alleged armed robbery. Both teens were treated for minor injuries and arrested. Charges are pending. Hovde has spoken. The former Senate candidate put out a message on social media yesterday with the word concession missing.
Many people have been wondering why I have remained quiet since election night. I believe it's better not to comment until I have the facts. Wisconsin Election Commission is in the final process of finalizing the canvass from last Tuesday's election. Many people have reached out and urged me to contest the election. While I'm deeply concerned, asking for a recount is a serious decision that requires careful consideration. Further, there are meaningful limits on a recount because they don't look at the integrity of a ballot.
Hovde's down about 29,000 votes to incumbent Tammy Baldwin. His social media message included reasons why he thinks something was off with the election and mentioned the Milwaukee vote. The city vote comes in late due to state law that remained unchanged from 2020. The Republican offered no proof of misconduct. Despite Hovde's claims, most news organizations have called a race for Baldwin. It's now two Milwaukee Walgreens that are going away. We told you yesterday about the location near Timmerman Airport closing next month. It's also now known that a location on MLK Drive will soon cease operation. A date on that closure isn't yet known. The shutdowns are causing local leaders to push for more pharmacy options in the areas impacted. The disappearance of the Watertown kayaker has evolved into an international investigation. Authorities now suspect Ryan Borgwart faked his own death and escaped to Eastern Europe. The Green Lake County Sheriff says Borgwart's passport was checked in Canada the day after he went missing. Investigators now say they've found suspicious financial activities and communications with a woman in Uzbekistan. The sheriff's office is considering potential charges. Workers in West Bend are trying to unionize. Production and maintenance workers at Federal Tool and Engineering in West Bend have filed for union representation with the United Steelworkers Union. The November 5th filing covers 33 employees at the facility. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks beat the Raptors. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. NBA, the Bucks with a 99-85 win over the Toronto Raptors at Fiserv Forum. What made the difference? Doc Rivers.
One of the things we've been harping on is getting to the paint, create more threes. Well, shot 56 of them today, and 50 of them were great shots. We just didn't shoot them well. But man, if we play like that every night and get those shots, we're going to be fine.
The Bucks host the Pistons tonight. NFL, the Packers getting ready to face the Bears Sunday. Linebacker J.J. Enagbare on what it was like last week, learning the team had traded Preston Smith to the Steelers.
He's been here all my 3 years here, and pretty much was a big part of my success and growth as a player and partly as a man and as a teammate. So losing him is definitely pretty much hit us close to the heart.
College football. The Badgers with three games remaining, starting with Oregon Saturday night.
The number one team in the country coming in, you know, with an incredible opportunity in front of us. You know, it's going to be a challenge. I think that's the thing that we got to make sure we stay focused on.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dwayne Johnson has his quirks, but he might be booking himself too tight. According to Deadline, the star of Red One confirmed rumors that he was often late to the set and held the production from time to time. Director Jake Kasdan and co-star Chris Evans say it was no big deal because it is expected and more or less written into Johnson's contract because he is a very busy guy. The Rock also admitted to peeing into water bottles to save time. Word to the wise, if you are working on a set on a Dwayne Johnson film, bring a book to read and keep your water on your person. More Gail Godot? Yes, please. The actress will star in a film called The Runner from Amazon MGM Studios. The thriller is set in London, where Godot's character, a lawyer, attempts to rescue her abducted son while getting clues and cryptic messages from a mysterious caller. Sounds fun. The project is in the early stages of development with no release date set. Beyoncé might have been disappointed with her response from the Country Music Awards, but when it comes to Grammy nominations, she's at the top. Variety reports that Beyoncé has been nominated for 11 Grammys, including Artist, Song, and Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Not far behind are some other heavy hitters, including, you guessed it, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Billie Eilish, and new kid on the block, Chappell Roan. Roan and Carpenter also up for Best New Artist of the Year. Looks like I got shut out again. Taylor Sheridan apparently decided he does not have enough shows on TV, so he is teaming up with Blake Shelton for a new music reality show. The Road will follow a big-time music star around the country in search of the next big musical talent. Deadline reports competing artists will have the opportunity to open for an A-lister in various towns to win over crowds. The music superstar who will lead the search has not yet been revealed. The Road will launch in the fall of 2025 on CBS. The announcement seems like only a matter of time, but there will be a sequel to the prequel known as Wonka. The 2023 film starring Timothée Chalamet was one of the top 10 highest-grossing films of 2023, so the announcement was more a question of when, not if. Director Paul King says the script is in the early stages and will take place before Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he might incorporate some exotic locations where they have to search for secret ingredients. The film Tremors from 1990 is getting a reboot. The team behind the horror flick, which was at times pretty funny, has reacquired the rights to their script and are contemplating how to approach another crack at the franchise, according to JoeBlow.com. Yes, that's a real site. The original film took place in a small Nevada town that saw residents terrified of graboids. Kevin Bacon, who was in the original, has shown interest in the sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a cloudy one today with scattered showers developing by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, right around 52. More rain tonight, a half inch or more of rain is possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow. 45 tonight, rain ending tomorrow with a high of 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.